How to rent an apartment. A lot of people don't take renting an apartment as seriously as they should. I don't understand those people. While renting an apartment is not buying, the place will serve as your home and should be considered carefully. Not only is your home a big part of the way you feel about yourself, it's also a reflection of how others see you. Billionaires, even those who rent their homes, take time when finding places to live, and so should you. In New York City, an apartment market I know all too well, people often feel lucky to find anything. There's enormous demand, and sometimes hundreds of people will charge through the streets to look at exorbitantly expensive shoeboxes that they all saw listed in the New York Times. Most of these people will be prepared with letters of reference, with bank statements, credit card bills, and with a sense of competition that can be fierce. To play in this apartment market, or any other real estate market, you have to have done your homework. Have a clear idea of your financial needs and your living requirements. Going blindly from apartment to apartment will be a waste of everyone's time, particularly your own. I feel strongly that an apartment should be rented with the help of a good broker. It can be done without one, but to me, that's like taking pills without consulting a doctor or filing a lawsuit without a lawyer. It's possible, but it's stupid. Brokers know the neighborhoods and the specific markets inside and out. They know property values, the pros and cons of certain buildings, the rules and regulations of pricing and rents, and the ins and outs of the actual lease. Brokers are educated and licensed, and there's good reason for that. They will prevent you from making mistakes that will cost you thousands, and in my case, millions, more than the fees that they charge. They will also save you time by filtering out apartments that do not meet your criteria. But you should never believe everything a broker tells you. The broker is, after all, only there for the commission, as concerned and as accommodating as he or she may seem. And when it comes to the commission, whether you're selling, buying, or renting, always negotiate. Sometimes brokers do an amazing job and deserve a high commission, but when you enter the relationship, always negotiate from the start. It's much easier to negotiate the fee at the beginning of a broker relationship. Trying to lowball brokers midway through or at the end of a transaction is poor business form. If you cannot afford a broker or simply want to go it alone, look in the papers or on bulletin boards. Ask around and walk around. Some of the best New York stories I've heard are about finding apartments that simply came out of nowhere. Kind of like those stories about getting a taxi in the pouring rain on New Year's Eve. It can happen, but the odds are lousy. In When Harry Met Sally, Billy Crystal reads through the obituary so he can move in on the apartments of the recently deceased. If you want to go without a broker, maybe try that approach, as morbid as it might be. Whether or not you use a broker, find somewhere where you'll be happy for a long time. Moving around every couple of years is disruptive and expensive. And most important, figure out what you can afford. It's not a concern for me, but I would never spend more than 25% of my salary on rent, no matter how fantastic an apartment you have found. Every dollar you pour into rent is a dollar you could be using elsewhere, whether it's for savings or for utilities or for enjoying the finer things in life. It's okay to stretch yourself slightly and anticipate that in a few years you may be making more money, but that's not a sure thing. And it's a safe assumption that your rent will increase at the same rate as your salary. Tenants who cannot pay their rent will go nowhere fast, and certainly never make it into the billionaires' club.